Hello, 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 guys. I am back. I feel amazing. You're like, where the hell you been at? I've been places. That's where the fuck I've been at. Places. What we're going to talk about as in, we're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about, why is it called 1,000 to 1,000,000? Well, 1,000 to 1,000,000 means, to me, is I got 1,000 fucking thoughts and 1,000,000 fucking questions. Or I have 1,000,000 motherfucking things to talk about and 1,000,000 motherfucking people are gonna listen to it. So you could take it as 1,000 to 1,000,000. 1,000 to 1,000,000. This is the way you gonna accept it. Okay, baby. But like I was wanted to talk about, I wanna talk about what kind of gas are you smoking? And you like, what the hell that mean? What kind of marijuana do you like to smoke? Because one person asked me why I don't talk about weed. Because I don't feel like I need to. Why do I need to talk about something that a lot of people partake in? And it's a lot. It's against the law in Russia. Oh, shout out to Brittany. Brittany Griner out there, you know, she's still locked up. Like, we ain't talking about that, though. We are going to talk about it. Like, why is it illegal for something that's natural? It's not like somebody's cooking this shit up in their lab somewhere. Like, let's really think this shit out. I'm talking to all type of governors. I'm talking to all different kind of countries, counties, cities, states, continents, wherever. I'm trying to talk to every part of the world, including the young crowd. Like, I want to cover so much. Like, I want to talk about why is weed illegal? Why? I haven't seen anybody or ever heard of anybody dying or overdosing on weed. I heard somebody ate a lot of motherfucking gummies and they got sick. But listen. I know it's fucking candy, and I know it sometimes it can be food, but bitch, listen, or motherfucking listen, this is what you got to do. You got to take this shit in small portions. If your tolerance is high, like goddamn gas and food and all other types of products in the motherfucking world, listen, start this shit slow, okay? If you're a virgin, you ain't gonna go fuck some big-ass, gorilla-ass motherfucker. You gonna go chill out. And you're gonna take this shit slow. You're gonna take baby steps, right? You ain't just gonna hop that shit in. You just not gonna just hop on the motherfucker and ride it like a goddamn kangaroo. Like, goddamn it. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, I didn't say like kangaroo, I meant to say camel, but you know, kangaroo came to mind first. But like, I think it's so crazy. And then on top of it, we got wars going on. What the fuck? It's going on. We got tornadoes, hurricanes, all hell break loose, COVID, monkeypox, bird flu, West Nile disease, anthrax. Are we forgetting there's other shit going on in the world and we worrying about some small shit that really ain't got shit to do with us, but y'all just want to be Captain Save-A-Ho? Well, how about y'all just Captain Sit the Fuck Down? How about that? How about Captain Sit the Fuck Down, read a book? Finding out in certain places of the world is banning social media. But why? What the fuck are you doing that we have to ban social media? What are you doing so terrible that you do not want the other world to see? I just want to know. I think it's so crazy to me. Now you starting to understand why it's called 1,000 to 1,000,000? I think it's crazy. Like, why do people have beef with other people? Like, I don't got beef with nobody. I don't really socialize with people like that. The only type I socialize with is work, a bag, check, bank, family, that about it. And when I say that's about it, that's about it. Okay? You're not going to catch me on social media trying to gossip and try to, plead the fifth. Like, no. Okay? Like, I'm trying to literally reach everybody. And when I say I try to reach everybody, I just want to know with NBA young boy. What is the hostility all about? Like, you should care a little bit more about your freedom, okay? You should care a little bit more than about the shit you say in your motherfucking music. Because one, you gotta remember, these young ass generation kids love to listen to this bullshit. I don't fucking know why. Okay, y'all can sit here and talk shit about our music, but the one thing our motherfucking music was not talking about, shooting everybody up in the club, taking out everybody's motherfucking mama and friends, and not motherfucking giving a fuck about what I did. Like, the thing is, when they said fuck the police in, what is it, Niggas with Attitude, NWA, when they were saying that, they were speaking on the perspective that what they seen. It's not what they thought they seen. It's not what they wanted to see. It's what they seen, okay? When they say fuck the police, straight coming out of Compton or whatever the bullshit. Listen, I grew up on gangsta rap, but I don't know gangsta rap like that. I like it to an extent. But the thing is, I don't understand how people can sit here and try to make it seem like they know what they're talking about and they know what's going on in the perspective and bigger picture. Like, you got to understand, there's a lot going on just in our own inner city. Not outside the inner city. We talk about just in our inner city. And we are not looking at the bigger picture. Like, we need to start looking at the bigger picture. As in, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I mean that as in the community. What the hell are we going to do, yo? If anything to come down to some bullshit, what the are we going to do? Are we going to, what is it? Look down on our people and blame our people for the bullshit that we motherfucking cause on ourselves? No, we got to do better. I think we need to do better as a whole community. Black, white, Spanish, green, purple, red. Everybody got to do their part, including me. And my part is, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger. I just got to get the peace out there before y'all try to take me out. The real fact is, we got to do better. We got to do better as in, when the government tells us some bullshit, we got to do our own research. Like, the Black Plague, the Yellow Fever, all that bullshit. And I call it bullshit because it's literally somebody in the motherfucking lab that is bored out of their mind. And they like, let's take Kool-Aid and pickles together. We going to make Kool-Aid pickles. Who the fuck in their rabbit ass mind think this is okay? Who thinks this, hey, let's make some Kool-Aid pickles and put them on the market? If this old hillbilly, old country poor ass shit, get the fuck out of here with this. Okay? No. Not everything can be pickled. Okay? Stop it. All I want to say is, what are we going to do? Now this motherfucking Jeffrey Dahmer bullshit is out. Like, let me tell you something. There's a whole bunch of type of fucking weirdos. I'm a weirdo that, you know what? You stare at me, I'm a convert you. I'm going to say something to you. Oh, what the fuck are you staring at? Okay? Say hi. Say excuse me. Say, oh my gosh, you are gorgeous. Say something. But don't motherfucking start staring because I'm going to check you in a heartbeat. Okay? Second, if you have a problem with somebody, say that you got a fucking problem. Like, I don't like when people be like, I don't like when motherfuckers have something to say to me. Am I the motherfucker? Because I'm just trying to make it clear. Am I the motherfucker? Because all I want to know, make this shit clear. Who you talking about? I don't like subliminal messages. Be straightforward. If you don't know how to be straightforward, Google that shit and then motherfucker take a couple tests and then learn how to be straightforward. I'm not about to teach nobody how to be straightforward. I'm fucking 31 years old. I don't need to learn and teach nobody how to be straightforward. You don't know how to be straightforward, then you know what? You need to go back to first grade. Because they teach you that in first grade. Shit. I don't know. But my opinion is, how do you reach people when they don't want to be reached? pull up on their motherfucking ass. I wish a bitch would. I do pull up on people. Mm-hmm. I pull up on people, hop out, drop a meal off, and then I tell them, listen, I don't like how you talk to me. People be like, what you mean? I don't like how you talk to me. You be always talking to somebody sideways, like somebody ain't gonna come across straw your forehead. Let me tell you something. Everybody acting like they froggy. I wish somebody would motherfucker pull up on me like Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't say I wish, but I'm telling you, if somebody motherfucker pulled up on me like Jeffrey Dahmer, I'm telling you, I'm gonna hit you with the one, two, maybe a chair or two, and I'm gonna run up out this bitch, and I'm gonna scream in the middle of the street. I'm gonna be like, this motherfucker is trying to kill me. The fuck? Mm-mm. I don't do well with people out here trying to act like they better. Some way, somehow, some form, some shape. True. Times is hard for everyone. We don't live in a motherfucking time zone, okay? We live all in the same motherfucking world. So when you struggling, I know I'm struggling. So don't ask. Is times hard? Hell the fuck yeah. Bitch, I washed my ass out of a bucket. I just bought some water at the store. But I'm not. I'm just using that as an example. Because I actually went through some shit like that in my life. But we ain't going to get in that story. That's another topic for another time. But what we talk about right now is, why is everybody so... I know why I'm fucking turned. But why the fuck is everybody else turned? Why everybody else so ready to prance on somebody? Like, what the hell? What does everybody just need to take a session for a second? Take a moment out of their day to hit a blunt. Like, for real, do y'all need to take a moment to think this shit out? Like, I'm praying for y'all. Ugh, I got lint on my lip. I lick my lip. You ever licked your lip? And then some hair randomly appear on your lip somehow, somewhere, from where? And I licked my lip and literally I was talking and it felt like string was all in my motherfucking mouth, like fur. And you're like, what the hell is you eating? I'm not eating anything. I licked my lips. Because I laid on my plush pillow, and my plush pillow was real fuzzy. And I drank some soda. Soda's good for me. It keeps me from having interjection and heartburn. But anything else, I want y'all to know I'm going to take a little break. Because I got to give me my soda and some crackers. Because there's a story I'm going to tell you. And the story is, get your tea, ladies. And fellas, just on. Come on in, fellas. Just come on in. Come on in. Grab a seat wherever you feel that you want to be placed. Grab a seat. You want to grab front and center? You want to be the one that crotch watches? Yeah, go ahead. Bet. Hop front center, sir. You ain't gonna see nothing. My pants hang halfway off my ass, so you definitely not gonna see nothing near nothing. But like I was saying, I'm gonna take this quick break, and I will surely be back with more for this news, 1,000 to 1,000,000, and your girl, J-U-N-E. I will definitely be back in a couple minutes, so stick to them. To a million, I am back in the flesh here sitting with you guys. So what I want to talk about is that, what the hell, like, people canceling Pride like this shit don't come every fucking year, every fucking June. But the shit that I don't get is people canceling something that's already been happening for so many years. And when I say so many years, they even made gay rights, as in you can't delete us, you can't remove us, you can't do anything with us besides accept it or shut the hell up. And I don't get that, the fact that people want to sit here and try to use their hatred against people of different sexes, as in you might like the same sex or
you dating a different sex, or you are just a different sex. And for you to try to use that hatred on upon people is weird. It's just weird to me. It's very strange, because I'm just trying to figure out, like, when did this all this hatred come from? And if Target doesn't stand their ground, they will be blackballed. As in, nobody's gonna buy from them. They gonna do you the same way that they did Kanye. They ain't gonna shop with you. Everybody's just gonna go around versus dealing with you. They'd rather go to Wally World than go to Target. And the thing is like, nobody wants Target to be canceled, but somebody needs to stand their ground. Because when you hire people that are different sexes and you say you don't discriminate against bisexual, heterosexual, any of that, but you pull everything from, what is it? I'm sorry, y'all. I just seen something crazy. Oh, she had a little thick of makeups. I ain't never seen a little person that was built like Megan Thee Stallion with low legs. But back to what I was saying. I don't get that how people can use hatred to deploy how they feel about people. Like, one thing is trying to understand who the person is, but next, hating them because they like something different than you. That sounds crazy as fuck. You hating on me because I don't like what you like. That sounds like a real, real fucked up problem, because that's how certain America and certain parts of the world is, that they'll kill you for liking a same sex. But that shit ain't got nothing to do with you. Doesn't have nothing to do with you. You are not a person of me. You don't get in my shoes and walk down the street and go to work. You're not my person. You're not me. So for people to act that way towards gay people, I think it's just fucking nuts. Like, it's not like it just came out this year. It's been out for many, many years. Centuries, we're talking about. We're not talking about a couple years or 2016. We're talking about 1950 to 1920. Like, that shit go way back into time. And for people to sit here and try to erase something that's been in time, get the fuck out of here. The thing that they need to erase is racism. Prejudice. That shit they need to erase. That shit is fucking a debolomy. Like, the fuck? And it might not be the right word that I was looking for, but the mere fact is, it's weird for you to not, if you don't like it, walk the other direction. If you don't want to see it, turn the fuck around. You don't have to spend money where you don't want to. And that's where certain people get that shit fucked up at. They act like because of what's going on in that store, you can't leave and go to another store. It's fucking June. Get over it. This is just the beginning of fucking Pride. So if you don't like it, close your eyes and stay the fuck in the house. Because it ain't going to change. One thing is not going to change is how you feel about fucking people. You can have your opinion, you can have your options, you can have everything that you want. But when it comes to other people, you don't have no motherfucking say-so. I don't give a fuck what you vote for, who you vote for, how you voted. You don't have no say-so over nobody's life besides yours. Or the kids that you birthed into this world. Anything else, you don't have no control over. So I don't want to hear or people say that they don't like me because I'd rather speak the truth. I'm speaking the truth because I don't like how people fucking try to act like this shit cool. Like, people think it's like treating people fucked up because what their opposite sex is or what their sex is. Who the fuck cares? You can have one leg, one eye, and an arm. I'm still gonna fuck with you. You could be in a fucking wheelchair. I'm still gonna kick it with you. I ain't pushing you, but I'm going to still kick you. I mean, I ain't mean to say kick you, but I'm going to still kick it with you. So I think it's just kind of crazy that people rather cancel something that's already been in effect. Like, you can't cancel something that's already been in the making. That's like canceling crayons. when crayons been out for a long time. And they got the bootleg version of crayons at the dollar store. So technically you can't cancel something that's already been made in effect. But that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what the fuck is people's problems. Why do you even care so much? You think your opinion matters? Because you get these dummies to follow you? That's what people call it, dumb follow. Don't be a dumb follow. And as it mean is, don't be a dummy and follow another dummy, because that makes you two big ass dummies. It's okay to have your opinion and stuff like that, but for you to really to literally go and do what another person said just to follow them, listen, you ever heard this saying, stand for something or fall for nothing? Yeah, this shit is weird. And for people that act like that, it's very strange, because why are people going through that? Why are people saying certain things to do certain things? Like, I don't get it. And the one thing I don't get is that people try to make it seem like it's okay to treat people like that. And it's not. It's really not. Like, it's really fucked up for people to be like, oh, it's okay. You know, F that queer. Like, that's not cool. That's not cool at all. And the thing is, for you to make it seem like that you're trying to make a change when the change already happened. When they made the rights of a gay person or gay people and made it into the Constitution, motherfucker, you can't do shit about it. You could just be mad, as what you've been doing. Be mad. Because at the end of the day, you can't change something. They've been trying to change this for the longest, for I think probably like 7 years. But still, the mere fact is you can't change something that's already been written in the book. If y'all want to change something, talk about that goddamn Constitution. Why the fuck does that not apply to black people? Y'all don't want that conversation, do you? So like I was saying, let's treat people like how people should be treated. Okay, if you see a homeless person on the street, don't walk past them. Talk to them. Say hello. You don't know what their mindset is. You don't know how people are thinking. You don't know how people are living. You don't know how people are moving. And for people to sit here and just like block out because of what they don't like, I don't give a fuck what you don't like. Because at the end of the day, I'm still going to be me. And I'm still going to do this podcast. And I'm still going to be loud as fuck. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to shut me up. Ain't nobody going to shut me up. Excuse the ambulance. That's what happens when you in the hood. Lord, you ain't had to blow the horn like that. Ain't nobody in the street. Damn. Excuse y'all. Shit. Fuck. Damn. Actually, Lord, how's the fucking horn? That shit's loud. But the mere fact is, I just want people to understand that you can't cancel something that's already in the effect. And when y'all say it's already in effect, it's already been doing it. So at the end of the day, when they say they want to make people do something different, that's what they want you to do. Hate things that other people don't. And what I'm trying to figure out is, where they do that at? Literally, where they do that at? So I'm going to take an intermission, you guys. Stick tuned. It's going to be a short little podcast. But all I want to do is stop thinking for other people. Use your own brain. Be your own leader. Be your own follower. Don't follow people because they say, oh, I don't like them. I understand what Balenciaga, they was doing whips and chains and they was taking our youth. Okay? A child is going to be a child regardless. Same way that you showing hatred, that child's gonna grow up showing hatred to everybody, not just their superior or their elders. They're gonna hate everything. So when you project out that you hate gays, make sure that you buy yourself and you don't have an innocent ear listening to you, because the innocent ear takes in everything. They're like a sponge. The child's brain is like a sponge. So whatever they see or do or hear, they're going to do it. So if they say they hate black people, they're going to grow up hating black people. But for people to sit here and make it seem like it's okay
for the shit that people say. It's not okay. It's not okay, okay? So at the end of the day, I want y'all to do one thing for me. Respect people. Respect people. If you don't have nothing else nice to say to them, respect them. Respect the situation, who they are, and what they're in. Okay? And what I say in, they could be in a club, or they could be in a parade or something, and then you sit here and act like they're not supposed to do that. Who the fuck are you? Are you God? No. Are you their parents? No. Are you somebody that really, like, puts money in their pocket? No. Then I don't want to motherfucking hear shit on real facts. Like, real facts. Like, the only thing I don't want to hear is somebody saying, oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. I'm trying to leave the people in the right place. Yeah, I got a little bit of cussing with me, but look, you don't get it as it is, motherfucker. Like, real facts. And for people to just sit here and be like, okay, with being hating and portraying hatred, it's fucking weird to me. It's fucking weird. But like I said, I'm going to do an intermission. I'll get back to y'all. Back in the motion. What this topic is, what would y'all consider yourself as? Middle-aged or just young-minded? And young-minded really don't mean, it's just, you know, you got a young mind versus having an older mind. For me, I'm like in between. It depends on the scenario. If I'm dealing with a whole bunch of kids, yes, my mind is going to be young as hell. But when I'm dealing with the younger crowd around my age and plus 40 and 50 and 60, yes, my mind is going to be on a different type of mindset. So, yeah, let's talk about the way that, fuck, I'm smoking peas and have this damn podcast and they be want to fly up and like, hey, my question is, would yourself, when you're 30, I say, my age, 32, would you consider yourself middle-aged? No. I don't consider myself middle-aged. I consider myself being young, but I'm not middle-aged. I'm not older than I am. I might act and I might sound older than who I am, but I'm not middle. No. I'm not middle-aged at all. Anybody that's considered itself middle-aged will be 40. Because you're directly 20 years from... You're 20 from... I mean, 40 from 20, you'll be 20. 40 plus 20, you'll be 60. So you're in the middle. 30, you're going to get an odd-ass number. 15 years ago... Okay, half of 30 is 15. Half of 32 is 14. So, what was I doing? Being young and dumb. So, like, what I'm thinking as in, how can people be middle-aged if they're not even the age yet? So that's my kind of question. My question is middle age really middle age? Or is there a beginning of pre-middle age? Because you do have pre-menopause, and then you got menopause. You got people that are pre-diabetics, but are full diabetics. Is there I'm slurring all over the words. Is it pre-middle age or is it just flat out middle age? You as a middle age culture woman. Like, real facts, what? I'm not middle age. And anybody that's born in the 90s and not middle age yet, so calm the fuck down. And whoever's telling you that, they can't come to reality. They bald head, scallywags, don't got no hair in the back. So at the end of the day, tell them to go F it. Okay? For real, I got some sisters. I got my sisters, and they was telling me, you are middle class age black woman. I was like, first of all, calm the fuck down. That's not the right word. It's culture, okay? Black is black. No, the fuck it isn't. When you look up black on Google, what the hell do you get? You get this black ass picture. Okay, I'm not black. Matter of fact, I'm mocha latte. You wanna get real clarified and specified? Well, let me just tell you this: I am a mocha latte. We're seasoned, okay, seasoned with shaved caramel. Okay. Salted caramel, because sometimes my ass can be very salty. I don't mean no harm, it's just, it could be the days of the week, the month, maybe even the day. And I say days of the week, I could, what's the day? Friday, Saturday, Thursday, what in the goddamn numbers? Like I was saying, it was just the mere fact that the thing is, people need to understand that a lot of things has moved a different way for people to understand. A lot of people might look young, but they act old as shit. All they want to do is go in the house, sit in the house. Like with me, I sit in the house. I have no problem sitting in the house. If it's hot as hell outside, the devil's asshole outside, I'm not trying to be outside. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't never been camping, and if it's hot, I don't want to go camping. Because you know where I'm going to be? In the RV or in the car with the AC blowing on me. I got to have a balance because I'll start feeling sick. I'll start feeling sick if I'm out in the heat too long. So with that being said, is this the early age of middle class? I'm not middle class, middle age. Like, I can't be outside too long. I start feeling dizzy and shit. I'm start seeing stars and shit, like, real facts. You can call me bougie all you want, but I don't, this outside shit, I can't. I'll cut your grass for you, I'll edge it up, but after I'm doing that, I'm taking a shower and I'm laying the fuck down and don't ask me a motherfucking thing, because you know what I fucking did? I motherfucking saved this shit. I could have left it as a disaster, but I didn't. I took the matters in my own hands and I thought, you know, doing a kindness thing, people would notice that you trying to do kindness things and people just ignore it like it's a regular old schmegler thing that I'm supposed to do. I don't need to do anything. I could hire a service and have it done. But I was trying to do an act of kindness, and you know, sometimes you do too much kindness, people take that shit for granted. So at ease. I don't know if that's another sign of middle age, but let me tell you something. Kids, yeah, they would have, you know, kids, I'm saying 7 to about 14. 15, they gonna start getting mouthy, they gonna be sucking their teeth, and then you gonna want them WW smack raw. So, I say 14, 7 to 14. I believe with that being said, you could get away with people, or getting away with telling something, vice versa, demanding something. Old heads like to demand shit. Sometimes you get some old heads that like to tell you shit, but they want to demand their information and their respect. Don't yell at me. I'm not your child. You ain't bring me in this world, so you can't tell me how to motherfucking act in this world. That go for everybody, mama. I need y'all to know that. A lot of people be like, oh, no, you know, the stories has been told, blah, say, blah. The stories has been told that you are no relations to me. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of people want to try to check their kids. A lot of people want to check these kids. I'm not the person to check them. Nah. Because these kids now generations, all they want to do is shoot first, ask questions later. And sometimes don't even ask questions. I just think it's kind of crazy. Like, Even when I seen on the news today and yesterday, it was a child named called Baby K. He's being charged as an adult. He's 15 years old. And he's getting charged as an adult. Never killed nobody. Nobody was murdered, nothing. It was attempted murder. First of all, attempt would be trying. He clocked that jump back. You seen the bullet. And it's about to come at you, but the gun got jammed. Something went off. And nothing went off. First of all, this child was smart enough to put no bullets in the chamber. As a matter of fact, not even to have a clip in the chamber. To not even having a clip in. So he was smart enough, but he was smart enough to scare this boy. And I guess, you know, these kids are ruthless. They don't care. They will crack on you, turn you into a meme and put you on. So it's that social bullying. And then on top of it, you're bullying. So a lot of these kids got to take the matters in their own hands, because a lot of adults was like, well, what did you do? They always want to point the finger at the other child while the child's getting manipulated and bullied and humiliated and all that. You look at the child and thinking the child did something, figuring out the child's been teased and literally hating his life right now. A lot of these kids back when, I say, I was like 21, a lot of these kids was killing themselves because they were getting bullied on social media and school. So it was like, kind of like, what do they do now? So now all they listening to is drill music. I don't call it drill music. I call it just ghetto ass shit. Like, this is ghetto. This is what we're promoting, guns, drugs, and fuck money in the middle of it, because that's the only way you're getting it. So I think it's kind of crazy that they try to make it seem like this is what the industry is pointing out. The industry is pointing out that you could get on by any means necessary. That means if you sold drugs once in a blue moon, or you thought you sold drugs, or you make believe that you sold drugs, we're signing you. Yeah, because what you can do for us is promote this gun and support these opioids, these pills, these popping and locking and dropping and seeing who's the young-minded person that can really get this. I see it. I see it everywhere. I see it on TikTok. I see it on Facebook. I see it on Instagram. I see it on TV. I see it everywhere. I even see it with my own damn eyes in the flesh. So I think it's kind of ironic that people could just sit here and have their own optimistic mind. Like, we see all this that's going on, but are you promoting it? Back to like I was saying with the pride, like, people be so close-minded with certain things, but be so open-minded on some real fucked up weird shit. Like, them storming the Capitol, they was okay with that shit. They was okay with that. But walking the street writing Black Lives Matter, oh, they had a problem with that shit. And I'm just trying to figure out, where was the problem at? Writing Black Lives Matter on the street? While y'all stormed the Capitol? Now, where the hell y'all at now? Doing all that damn storming and marching to the Capitol and breaking windows and shit. What the fuck did you accomplish? Jail? Prison? Your job? Your car, your life, like, this shit ain't it. All that chasing that clout shit ain't gonna do you no good. It's got you two options, dead or jail. Just like for these kids that wanna chase this imagination thug world. I don't know what it is, that's all I could call it, imaginary thug world, that they chasing it, and then they got an option. Now the Baby K is on trial, he getting charged as an adult at 15 years old. He won't get out of jail until he's at least 32 years old. Well, for what? I understand that somebody was messing with you. Now your ass is on 5 o'clock news trying to figure out what happened. You running around with an empty gun because, what is he, WNBA little boy, peasy head, I don't know what the hell his name is, but whatever. Ooh, stupid age. Like, I mean, that's stupid, man. You promoting all this thing with these kids, but you ain't noticing that you reproducing these kids into this world, but you promoting hatred. Which one you gonna do? Choose a side, bro. You can't eat your cake and have it too? Like, what? Where is this at? This is not motherfucking Burger King. You can't have it your way. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's going on? We can't reach our youth anymore. We can't get to what's going on with their head or what's in their mind. We can't reach to them no more. We can reach them with these music songs and these weak-ass rappers. I said it. They some weak-ass rappers. All they talking about is some dumb-ass shit, talking about, oh, what's threw my mama out and my sister and what was it? All my friends are dead and pushed me to the edge and I got the money, that's all I need. Like, if that's all you need to be in your house, away from people. Like, for real. That's how I personally feel. Because I don't get it. I'm getting it to a point that, what do they want to see in this youth? What do they want to see? Like, do they want to see, like, they want to grow? Do they want to see that they want to see what can happen with these kids? What can they bring to these tables? But no. People being weird and shit. So I'm just trying to figure out. My podcast is, what's next? Like, are we gonna have something that's gonna benefit the future? Because people storming the Capitol and trying to erase what's already been handwritten in the book for some clout shit. Fuck that. I don't want the clout shit. I never did. That's why I can carry myself different. That's why I can jump on camera at any time of the freaking day. It could be clock in the morning. I'll brush my teeth, wash my face, and hop on camera. Or I'll hop on camera, be in the process of doing all that. Because a lot of people, they be scared to do the main thing, to be yourself. That's the thing. A lot of people are scared to do that. They have like some type of scariness about them to be themselves. And the thing is, that's the best thing you can possibly do nowadays. Everything's so fake ass out here. Like, literally, you got fake ass pills, you got fake ass weed, you got fake ass Jordans, you got fake ass wigs. Literally, you got fake ass cars out here. So, like, what else can you, like, really think? And you don't know if the food's real because it's been having so many damn recalls on everything. So it's like, what is real nowadays? You don't know if you're getting real love because everybody's got some type of a betrayal about them, some type of some weird shit about that. Like, I don't know if I've been cut from a different cloth, but the way motherfuckers move nowadays, I don't get it. I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone because how people act, they feel like this is a video game. You can put a cheat code in and come right the fuck back. Ain't that simple. It ain't that fucking simple. Like, I seen a car crash yesterday. I literally followed all the rules because the feds was out there. I'm trying to do everything I'm supposed to do, because in the hands of the police, you got literally, while being cultured, you got one option. So follow everything they fucking say and do it. Because you could die in their motherfucking hands in the blink of an eye. And I say that is because I turn the corner, I stop, because it's red light. Fuck, I need to go through it for it. And as a motherfucking Friday night, I don't need that shit. So I stopped, I proceed to go. I say I got 50 feet from the light, not even, I say about 25 feet from the light. And I heard this, boom. And it sounded like a firecracker, like when you light a firecracker and it's about to take off and it's about to explode and it sounded like, boom, a truck flips. I say it flips and then it rolls, like it skid the ground. And It literally had like, I say 10 people in it. Man, in a blink of your eye, things can change. The moral of the story is, drive safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs and drive. Or whatever they want to call it. A DUI, don't do none of that. If you feel, I don't give a fuck if you have one beer, don't drink. If you got other people's lives, even yourself lives, on the road, because you're not the only person that's on the road. You got things. There's people that got kids. There's people got grandparents. People are transporting people. People are trying to make sure people stay alive. You got a lot of people on the road. And it's, you think because you get behind the wheel and you feel all right, but your driving is all over the fucking place. You're not okay. You're not only putting yourself at liability, you putting other people on the road liability. The baby that had nothing to do with your drinking, that just came in this motherfucking world. And you chose to run the motherfucking light and you hit a child. Matter of fact, you hit the van head on because they're turning and you ran the light. So you took out the passenger side. Either way, you take out the people in the front and the people in the back because you want to run the light because you think you got it like that. And you just realize that you just caused a whole commotions for nothing. So moral of the story is, it's like, you got to understand that you can't do certain stuff. I don't care that you want to see what's the repercussions of it. You want to test your luck on it. Well, this is what they thought, people that stormed the Capitol. Well, let's see if we can use our privilege to get us through. Hell to the nah. And then you wanted to leave the area because you did the shit. Nah, they caught your ass at the airport. And all just because of Black Lives Matter and because y'all chose to give other people rights for once. I remember when they signed the Independence, when they signed the bill for gay rights. Do you not know I went into a little happy mode? Because it's finally, they're giving somebody else a different spotlight. They're giving women a chance to run for president. This is the first time we got an actual president that's a woman. I don't care what color she is, she's a woman. She can have goddamn no legs and no arms. She's still a fucking person. Just because you see somebody sweeping on the floor, that does not mean you leave your trash on the table. I'm still a fucking person. I don't give a fuck if I'm green or purple or fucking rainbow. I'm still a fucking person. I still breathe. I still shit. I still piss. I still eat. I still do everything the same way you fucking do it. The same fucking way. Just because you shit with your fucking hands open, fuck, I shit with my hands closed, crossed. I shit with my motherfucking phone in my hand. Because you shit with your dog in the bathroom, we still shit on the toilet. We don't shit outside like some fucking animals. Excuse my French, but real facts, we don't. Just because my skin complexion is different does not make me any different than you. Because if anything happens, God forbid anything happens, we'll die the fucking same. So when people try to make it seem like they're better than you, do you need to look in the goddamn mirror a little bit? Because the last time I checked, you was a fucking human, right? You're not some ape shit. Not a motherfucking reindeer or a goose or a duck or a dog. You're a human. You're a person. So when you look at a person that's on the corner, just like today, he was aggravating. I was aggravated. I have cramps and everything. But as a matter of fact, that I still gave out. I still was like, I was mad. Because he looked like he was well-dressed. So, I don't care what your struggle is. If you asking, sure, I'm going to give it to you. If I got it, I'm going to give it to you. I don't care what your problem is. You can have a tight moment. Everybody have tight moments. You don't know when the table will roll. And when I say roll, it could turn on you. It could turn on your neighbor. It could turn on the other side of your neighbor. Like, it could literally turn. And when people say the tables have turned, well, that means it's their turn. Just like when y'all was kids and playing duck, duck, goose. Yeah. So, you gotta understand that a mindset will always do what a mindset will do. Just like you can charge a phone 100%. But in its battery, it has a thing called it'll slowly die. And what I'm talking about, as in when people try to shape somebody to be ignorant, the mind will only do what the mind wants it to do. Just like the mind can tell the body what's wrong with it. Like, something's wrong. You should check it. So the thing of the story is, what you teach is what is going to be taught. So what I'm trying to teach is not to hate everybody, not to hate. Think before the situation happens, because a lot of people don't know or feel what you feel. For me, you don't know what I'm feeling. My facial expressions look different than anything else. What I'm saying is, be kind, be generous, be optimistic, be curious. You gotta understand, you gotta open up your heart, not your heart, your heart. Your eyes might be open, but is your heart open? And I'm not saying, is it open for love? Fuck that shit. If it's real, it's real. If it's not, then let it fucking flop. You hear me? That's what I'm saying. And that goes out to even the people that's getting beat. I want people to understand there's a way out. There's always a way out. There's always a way out. I thought it wasn't going to be a way out when I got locked up. You just keep your faith, put God first, and everything will be okay. I promise you. You put God first, and all your problems will go away. And you might not say that, because there's Jesus, and then there's Jesus' Father, God, okay, Elijah, Buddha. So there is a higher power. When I say, when you believe in a higher power, everything will happen in its favor. I promise you. Keep your faith. Everything will be okay. But I'm going to close up this podcast with a little bit of slow jams, a little bit of music. But I hope y'all can follow me on my TikTok, my Facebook. You can follow me on my Instagram. My Instagram is paid in full. No, my fault. That's my Snapchat. My Snapchat is paid in full 90. Just the same how you hear me saying paid, P-A-I-D, I-N, full, F-U-L-L, 90, the 90. So definitely you could follow me on my Snapchat. Because my Snapchat gets most of my rants up here. I haven't been up here since last year, or maybe 2 years. So I'm definitely coming back in effect. I definitely want you guys to listen to the new music my artist is coming out with. You can check him out. His name is A. It's Al B, but spelling it as A L hyphen B E-I, Al B. Definitely check him out. He's got some new music out there. Got some new merch coming out. Definitely stick tuned for that because we definitely need a support. And I know I got a good following up here. So you guys been good to me. So I have no problem with that. But I want everybody to know, I want you to have a safe holiday, a good weekend, and stay blessed. Love y'all. Peace and love. 1,000 to 1,000,000. June.
June, I love the show. You are so dope, so amazing. I am so proud of you. And keep doing what you're doing. Watch. They're not ready for you.